Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Congress is back in session, back in Washington, and they'll be digesting this Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac bailout, along with a lot of other things. 2 weeks ago, the conventions began, and the Democrats were absorbed with new jobs programs and sustainable energy programs, while the Republicans in St. Paul were focused on offshore drilling and all kinds of other sort of tax reductions. So now that Congress is back in session, Todd Zwillick from Capital News Connection, is that what's on the agenda? Lower taxes, more drilling, and sustainable energy and jobs programs?
No, yes, yes, and no. I guess if I was going to answer all those in order.
You're beautiful, Todd. You're beautiful.
I don't know if taxes don't appear to be on the agenda. We've got 3 weeks to go here before the big election crush for members of Congress. So they're getting ready to legislate for another 3 weeks here. And before we say anything, we have to warn everybody that however you view Congress for the next 3 weeks, you must view it through the eyes of Barack Obama and John McCain, because this is almost all election. All the time, almost everything they do is going to be about politics.
Well, does that mean lawmakers are motivated to actually pass something that would represent what was talked about at the convention, or is it going to be much more symbolic?
Not necessarily. I mean, in some cases, they may be motivated to pass something on energy. In fact, they may, in fact, be motivated to pass something. In other ways, it depends on whether they want a solution or whether they want the issue, and only they can decide in their private meetings whether it's more to their benefit to cooperate and pass something or not cooperate and blame the other side for not passing something. This is really how they think. So it's all about, because this is the last thing they'll do before the election, this is all about advantage, and it's wherever the advantage is. So energy, you asked about energy, and that is going to be on the agenda, and it looks like there is some motivation to try to get something done here.
Now, you talked about oil drilling as possibly being an issue over which the government might shut down. Is that more or less likely now?
It's unclear. There was a small group of compromisers back in July. They were called the Gas Gang or the Gang of Ten, and what they were 10 senators, 5 Republicans and 5 Democrats, who were trying to come up with some compromise to bridge Republican and Democratic leaders who were really far apart on this. Over the summer, while everybody was over August, while everybody was conventioneering, that group grew to something around 15 or 16, and the larger that compromise group gets, the more pressure there is on leaders to actually reach an agreement, because if that middle group holds together, they can sway the Senate, withhold their votes, and say, we're only going to vote for compromises. So Harry Reid is the Democratic leader, and he's seen this group grow. While the conventions were going on, he sent a group of senators back, and they're now working on some compromise legislation that does have some drilling in it, that would allow some drilling. The question is now, next week we'll probably see the details. We haven't seen any details yet. Can he get all of his Democrats to vote for this compromise? And then it depends on whether the Republicans, like we said before, do they actually want to sign on to some modified drilling thing that gives Democrats a victory or gives them a compromise? Or do they want to say not good enough, half measures, and have the issue to as a cudgel against Democrats in the election? Which do they think will help them more?
Well, let's look at the hodgepodge as an insight into what the Democrats' priority is. Okay, say there is a bill that has some drilling in it, which Democrats have traditionally opposed. What else is going to be in that bill that might reflect some more traditional Democratic Party priorities on energy?
Right. Well, there would have to be some give and take. So you would be almost guaranteed to see some pretty hefty renewable energy tax credits. You have to think about these things also in terms of what has Barack Obama talked about on the campaign trail, because his party controls the Senate and controls the House, and they want to see him elected. So everything that they do is going to be in the furtherance of his election aspirations. So you would see pretty hefty renewable energy credits or renewable energy investments in there. You would almost certainly see something cracking down on the oil companies. Now, the Republicans have put their foot down against, you know, repealing tax breaks for big oil or windfall profits taxes, things like that. But it's unlikely that the Democrats are not going to come up with a bill that says, yes, offshore drilling, you win, with nothing on their side. You know, you're going to have to see something that's very much, you know, behind Barack Obama's energy agenda.
Really quickly, we're going to talk about California's fiscal woes in just a moment. Yes or no, any suggestion that the next bailout by the feds might be California?
Oh, I haven't heard anything about that. Now,
That's a no. But yeah. Then let me get to the final question.
Sure.
This must be just a moment of pure joy for Joe Lieberman, Senator Joe Lieberman, coming back to Congress.
Yeah.
A lot of people want to have lunch with him, right? A lot of Democrats, probably.
Of course, what you're talking about is that he gave a pretty strong speech at the Republican National Convention. Yeah. He's in a bit of trouble with his Democratic colleagues. They always said it's okay if Joe Lieberman wants to support a Republican. It's thing if he criticizes Obama.
So the takeaway is drill maybe drill, and Joe Lieberman's in trouble. Todd Zwillick from Capital News Connection. Thanks, buddy.
Yep. My pleasure.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MYTAKE.
869-8253.